This is Tom Rowe with the local news for Friday, September 5th, 2014. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Ryan Englund is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Catskill Democratic Committee endorsed attorney Laura Krizminski as its candidate for town justice at the caucus held Wednesday, September 3rd. Greene County Democratic Committee Chairwoman Doreen Parsley Davis said the committee conducted a six-month search before finding Krizminski. Quote, "We wanted someone with a law background," unquote, Davis said. The Catskill lawyer has been in private practice for 7 years in addition to her own general practice. Krizminski also does volunteer work for the Legal Aid Society. She told the paper that as a practicing attorney, she is acutely aware of how important integrity, fairness, and judicial neutrality are in a town justice. Krizminski and her Republican opponent, Rick Jacobs, a retired Catskill Village police officer, will compete for a spot on the Independence Party line in a primary to be held Tuesday, September 9th. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. The Windham Journal and WRIP are reporting that Mitchell Hollow Road off Route 23 in Windham will be closed Friday, August 5th from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. as construction crews complete work on State Route 23 and Mitchell Hollow Road. Detours will be set up from Begley Road to Bell Hill Road and from Mill Street to Vining Road to Siam Road. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo continued reshuffling the state's solar programs into what he calls the NY Sun Initiative, and on Thursday, August 4th, announced the K-Solar part of that program aimed at lighting up school districts. He claims 40 districts are participating in the new program so far, including Taconic Hills Central School District in Columbia County. Taconic Hills Central School District Superintendent Dr. Neil Howard Jr. made Cuomo's press release saying, quote, "New York State is demonstrating true leadership through its initiating of the K-Solar program. We're looking forward to being one of the districts participating in the program and helping to demonstrate that the timing is now right for solar power for meeting clean electricity needs," unquote. You can see the full press release at newsroom.wgxc.org. Today is Friday, September 5th, 2014. National Weather Service in Albany predicts a sunny and hot day, high near 86. Friday night, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight are possible, with increasing clouds and a low around 69. Saturday, showers and thunderstorms are likely, mainly between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. Then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 4 p.m. Otherwise, partly sunny Saturday with a high near 83. Saturday night, the chance of rain continues, mostly cloudy with a low around 56. Sunday should be sunny with a high near 75 and a low around 50. Monday also sunny with a high near 78. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre.